Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, and that was our opening song, Instrumental Colors of the Wind. See if I can get static to quit now. There we go. Sort of. Maybe sort of. How about now? Do we have less static now? There we go. Okay, yes we do. Alright, and we don't have anybody, let's see, on, well, we have one person in chat. Welcome to our program today. I am going to play, another one. We've got a couple of songs. One is from Steve Mahasey, Du Bois, and the other one is from our very own one of our listeners. He's made a CD, and it's R. Woody, as Keith Evans. And all right, well, we actually have a caller today too. So okay, since we're taking the music around a little bit at the moment, we'll go ahead and make our quick announcements here. In that, make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and register every week. Their Jethro is doing a weekly gift fantastic giveaway. And if you will go to where I just announced there, the www.psychicsgonewild, that's psychicsgonewild.com, go to the contact page and just enter your information and leave him a message and say, I would like to be entered into the weekly gift basket giveaway. And if you are the lucky winner, chosen for the week, because he does do this every week, it will be announced on the Friday show. Jethro's show is on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Psychic Stonewell. We are on 7 days a week now. And you can always find us here at 773-897-6461. But enter it every week for a chance to win whatever is in the free basket giveaway for the week. Sometimes it's musical CDs and books, healthy coffee or tea or, you know, beverages. There's been energetic jewelry. There's been free readings, you know, from our readers. So kind of like the old Forrest Gump thing, as you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So that's kind of our weekly basket giveaway. It's like you never know what's going to be in there, but enter to win. And join us on Friday when he announces it. All right. So we are going to take our caller here. And this is from area code 907. And hello, you are live with Psyche Stone Wildly.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Carrie.
All righty. Oh, you're in chat room. All righty. Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what the way I work is, like each of our readers are psychic people. I am one of the readers. I'm just a card reader, and I say just a card reader because that's all I'm doing on air at the moment.
Okay.
But what I do is, if you will let me have your month and day of birth, I can at least tell you what your birth cards are and give you some information on that. And the card deck that I use is just what you consider a deck of poker cards. It's the hearts, diamonds, clubs, spades. And the people that put this system together, I'll say centuries and centuries and centuries ago, were pretty smart, because what they did was they did mathematical probabilities with this, and that is what these cards indicate, is certain mathematical probabilities. You know, when you are born on a certain date, you know, this is the card associated, and it's kind of like what your life path, you know, is, you know, what you came into this planet to learn and what you're kind of working on. So with that in mind, what is your month and day?
September 17th.
September 17, you're a Virgo, and you're 2 days away from my dad's birthday, because he was September 19th. So let's see what that puts you at. You are, you are a seven of clubs with a five of diamonds planetary ruler. So let's have a look here. I'm just going to, I jot notes here so I don't lose track of what I'm doing here. Sometimes I get the pump and I go, no, wait a minute, what was that? Okay, and five of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Okay, so let's see what it predicts and what it says that what you are here. So, and each of the cards has a name in the deck. The sevens usually do with spiritual lessons, and clubs are usually known as the scholars of the deck. You're kind of the people who are in school here, and it's called the spiritual knowledge card. All sevens are highly spiritual cards, but of course it's up to the individual, because there's a lot of free will in this. And that's the one disclaimer I would always say. It's like, you know, no matter what you hear on any of the shows that anybody says, you can always, you know, it's kind of like the stop sign or the yield sign when you come up to an intersection. You know, it's just kind of like a traffic direction sign. And it's like you can opt to look at it and say, yeah, you know, I like that. It's going my direction. Or you can kind of say, wow, I got this, and it's like I decided I didn't like that, and if I see this coming up, I'm going to turn, and instead of going straight forward into that bridge out sign, I'm going to make a left-hand turn here and go to where the road's open. So that's how we use these, you know, with free will. These are just kind of the road signs on life, okay? So that being up to the individual to manifest that spirituality and to turn negativity into accomplishment and personal freedom. Until you do that, the seven influences can cause you trouble after another in your life. The challenge rests in negative aspects of the mind, which are worry, doubt, and pessimism. And unfortunately, I don't know if you're like my dad, but it's like, I'll tell you what, he was, of course, it might have been the generation he was in. It's like, my dad could take a perfectly sunny day and worry about it. I was like, wow. It was amazing.
Well, the first two fit really well. The other one, it depends on the day.
And yeah, there you go. You've got much inherent inspiration and insight, but when you don't follow it, that silent influence brings much despair and sometimes depression. You've got the power to overcome your problems and to attain fame and recognition. You know, if you really want this, you secretly desire it sometimes, you know, but again, you got to apply yourself, and it says diligently. Diligently is think of out in the garden with the spade, hoe in the road, okay? So, you know, that desire, determination, and discipline is like, you know, consistent. You're likely to have large sums of money at different times in your life, but often you can spend it as fast as you get it. Sometimes you don't make the best money manager, but they have classes for that. The Eight of Diamonds Karma card not only gives you the desire for recognition, but can also make you into just as much of a power shopper as the Eight of Diamonds. And I know, I remember one thing it says about the Eight of Diamonds is like, these were the people that created that saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. So if you wish to tap into that side, you can do that. Money can be spent faster than it's made, although you can drive a hard bargain to do it. You might be that bargain shopper. All your difficulties in life can be traced directly to your thoughts. And actually, interestingly enough, I keep, you know, reading different things, and they're coming across with things in the medical community now that actually suggest that people, you know, what they formerly thought was, quote, hereditary diseases, things like, you know, even, you know, arthritis, heart disease, any of these kind of things, they're actually tracing it to people's thought patterns, because they said in a family, you know, certain families, not only can it be genetic, there's not as much evidence for the genetic stuff as there is for people's thought patterns. And it's really, you go back to The Secret, and it's like, remember that one guy, Mike Dooley, thoughts become things. So it's like, it's really our thought patterns, which really makes a whole lot of sense for me on this. To your thoughts. Seven of Clubs, more than any other card, you've got a great responsibility to maintain positive, healthy thoughts. And some of that, of course, you know, Rhonda Byrne in The Secret gives us a lot of, you know, good ideas for how do you take a rainy day and go, okay, I'm going to make it sunshiny. You know, how do you be Pollyanna in an evil world, if you will? Mm-hmm. Any contact with spiritual thoughts or ideals is sure to have a positive effect on you. Developing honesty and integrity is part of the Seven of Clubs challenge. Due to you've got a Jack of Spades karma card, and often that one's called, it's got three names. It's called the card of the thief, the card of the spiritual initiate, and the card of the actor. So there's, you know, there's that Jack of Spades has a lot of different facets. It's not just a size card there. It's like, it's kind of like, think of a diamond from different perspectives. And people can use that, you know, honestly, in a variety of different ways. But if you let your desire for success override your integrity, you will suffer, especially in the areas of love and family. In relationships, you've got neither bad nor good karma in the areas of love. The true story of your love life comes as a result of how you handle the other areas of your life. The good news is, if you apply yourself, you know, you have more chances than any other card in the deck to attain mastery of your emotions and romantic involvement. You've got some karma, to be sure, you know, don't we all? Sometimes this karma may be reflected in learning to let go of personal attachments to others, or in that creating that positive attitude about your partner. And remember that, I don't know if you've seen, you know, either read the book or seen that movie, DVD with Rhonda Byrne called The Secret, where the gal was like, you know, she was like, you know, fighting with her partner, this and that, you know, she lit the candles, you know, they were going to have this candlelight dinner, he was late, forgot the call, you know, and it's just, it was how that different interact, you know, she really jumped on him, you know, and as opposed to that, it's like, what would happen if you say, you know, man, I'm really sorry, this really sucks because, you know, I was doing this, but maybe we can plan this for another night. Maybe you can call me, honey. Anyway. That personal attachment. You always operate better if you're married, having more success financially and otherwise, and will sooner or later, you know, make that commitment in life. For ladies, you know, it's like, and it gives a little bit more about, you know, they break it down gender-wise, and they give some sections, some things about men. If you do attain the fame that you seek, you're more tempted with indecision in your personal life and the choice of a mate. Okay, and that personality card connection. Seven of Clubs has a special connection with spade women or women who are hardworking and determined, you know, whether it's your mother's, aunts, good friends, whatever, regardless of the suit. Now, female Seven of Clubs tend to hold fantasies about club men and are greatly challenged by diamond males represented by that Jack of Diamonds Pluto card. Spade male might be the perfect match for female Seven of Clubs, and oh my goodness, let's see. Okay, and it gives them now, interestingly enough, Bill Clinton is a Seven of Clubs, and Hillary Clinton is that Nine of Hearts. It gives a little section about them. Some of the Seven of Clubs people that you might know, Robin Williams, Ian McClellan, Ann Bancroft, Josh Harnett, Donna Mills, Penny Marshall, Maria Marino, Matthew Perry, Ernest Hemingway, Mike Myers. I think he played correct. Susan Seidelman, Miles Davis, Wilma Rudolph, Bill Clinton, Leanne Womack, Jermaine Jackson, Isaac Stern, Don Knopf, John Stamos, John Lovitz, Connie Sullivan, and Cat Stevens are some of your famous personality people there. And then, let's see, Mike, we're going to take a real quick look at your Five of Diamonds, because that's kind of like a... In regular, you know, like in astrological stuff, that would be kind of like your, I think they call it the rising sign, something like that. So your Five of Diamonds gives another look at personality things. The key words for the fives are freedom and adventure, because you've got this Five of Diamonds as your ruler, planetary ruler. These two things are probably really important to you. You're fond of travel and of anything that will bring you fresh new experiences, although I have known people with this influence that they rearrange their furniture literally almost every week. It's like they really have that restless trip. But you've got a natural way of dealing with people that makes you feel at, makes them feel at ease, so you relate really well to people. And you do, if you do any kind of sales work, you probably have really that ability, you know, just to talk to people. You're seeking to broaden your understanding of life by having as many new and different diverse experiences as possible. You might have trouble with different kind of commitments, you know, sometimes relationship, work, whatever, may interfere with your ability to have those experiences. And it's like usually with the fives is if you have some kind of job that allows you a little bit of freedom and latitude, you're a lot happier with things. So anyway, does it sound like you at all?
Yeah, especially that last part because, you know, the whole 9-to-5 kind of job, not just because of life, has never worked out. I have two kids with special needs.
Wow.
And I also get horrendous migraines. So I have never had a job as an adult where I wasn't always being threatened to be fired because of it, other than when I have worked for myself,
right,
which is just much simpler in so many ways.
Wow. Migraines, you know, now I've heard a couple different things. It's like I know there's herbs that actually can help that, but if you want to do something simpler, I've heard it said that migraines are an excess of theta waves in the brain, and that a lot of that has to do with if you can find something that you can creatively express yourself with using your hands, like if you work clay or if you're a bread baker or, you know, sculpting, painting, drawing, something like that, something where you're using your hands, and it's like, and if you have that, you know, you need that creative expression, and it's like to kind of discharge those theta waves in your brain. So I've heard different things like that that will actually help with migraines, because when you start expressing that creativity, you have less of an overload of those theta waves in your brain, and it actually helps reduce those blinding headaches, because I haven't, thank God, ever had any. I've known several friends that have, and it's like they're really miserable.
Mm-hmm. The other thing you were saying about thought patterns, I'm wondering, that's something I'm going to have to consider more, because my migraine started when I was around 14. Both of my boys at age 12 developed migraines.
Wow, I've got a really interesting thought for you on the age 14 there. That is one of the times where an age that, it's like I do so much reading, it's like with different things. But 14 seems to be the time and place and space when your brain, if you think of, remember the tuning forks, you know, like did you ever have music in school and, you know, your teacher would hit the tuning forks that's, you know, ding. They said, actually, your brain when you're a child, it's like it has that, you know, up the brainstem kind of has that tuning fork thing. And it's like, and you have that U split. And up until about 12, you know, 12 or 14, you know, 14 was given back then, is when you really start
using one or more side of your brain dominantly. And it's like a lot of times what happens is you kind of shut off that it's actually the right side of your brain, that creativity stuff, and you actually kind of shut that off. People let that go because that has to do with, you know, our daydreaming, our imagination, all those things, you know, because, oh, my goodness, so it's like in junior high and high school, you can't be daydreaming, you need to pay attention, blah, 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 blah. You know, and actually our school system kind of trains that out of people, which is really kind of sad because that, you know, it's almost like, you know, half your brain shut off. And it's like, so what people are doing, and, you know, kind of all say the, you know, the New Age movement, that kind of stuff, is going back in and reopening that pathway up that, you know, the other side of that tuning fork. And it's like, because when you've got that much stuff, you know, like shut off or cut off or dormant, it's like, no wonder you're having headaches. And it makes a lot of sense to me. And it's like, I've had, you know, I mean, I've heard a lot on that. It's like, if you can go back and start developing things in the right side of that brain, because that's where we have, you know, whatever, put a label on it. You know, it's like people get scared of labels, but it's like, you know, your psychic ability, your ESP, your intuition, your, you know, spiritual experiences, whatever you want to call it, a rose by, you know, any other name is still a rose, you know, whatever you want to call it, it's those kind of beyond the human, beyond the flesh, you know, that's what they call it, metaphysical. Meta just means beyond the physical. So it's like, you know, you start having those metaphysical experiences when you start opening up the right side of your brain again. And it's like, and I'll bet your headaches would also start lessening. But it's like, that's what happens to us in this culture, in this, you know, in this, the United States culture, is that we are taught or discouraged from having that brain activity on that side. And left-hand people
really
have a problem.
You know, that's really interesting, because I could say probably 95% of my migraines are on the right side of my head.
Bet you there.
And a couple years ago, I started doing readings for people again, and I actually have less now than I used to.
Exactly.
And I know my youngest son, he's able to read people too. My oldest son kind of tunes it out. Someday he won't be afraid of it. But my youngest son has just recently gotten to where I can see where he's not paying attention to it.
Uh-huh. You might encourage that. See, you as the mom, it's like you can go ahead and encourage that. Say, you know what? It's like, this is not a bad thing. This is just, you know, it's like when you're not using this ability, you're tuning off half your brain. And it's like, you really don't want to be, walk around in life half-brained. You really want to be whole-brained.
Right.
You really do. So
yeah, because
kind of
my youngest, he just got put on some serious migraine medication. So I will talk to him about that and see if that makes a difference. Because I know if I talk to him, he'll probably be willing to try it because he hates that medicine.
Right. Yeah, and so many of those medications are really detrimental to us. They have so many side effects because, you know, the quote, I don't know whether to call it, well, I guess it's allopathic medicine is what it's actually called. I call traditional medicine is that stuff that we've had, you know, for 6,000-7,000 years. That's what I call God medicine. That to me is traditional medicine. But allopathic medicine was actually developed, and it's not an organic base. It was tested on metals and stuff, which is why it has such a bad side effect on us, because we're organic. And it's like when you take something that's been tested on inorganic stuff in an organic base in an organic body, it's like you get side effects. So it's like it'd be better if you can find something plant-based, you know, that would help him with that. Wow. Anyway, anything else?
No, that was really cool. Thank you.
You betcha. We'll call in again and, you know, click follow. And it's like we're here every day, 773-897-6461. We have different people, different days. If you got a, you know, kind of, I'll say kind of more of a psychic question, it's like we have a gal tomorrow. She's called our musical psychic because her angels and guides give her messages via music and song lyrics. It's like she's really, really amazing. And then, of course, Jethro was with us Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So, and he's always got somebody different on during the day. So call back in and make sure you go and enter into the free gift basket giveaway. It's like it's at that www.psychicsgonewild.com. And it's like just go to the contact page, enter your information, and enter our free weekly gift basket giveaway. It's Jethro announces it on Fridays. It's 8 p.m. Eastern time, so whatever time zone you're in, you know, transliterate that and listen in. And everything's in archives. We got everything. All of our shows are in archives. So if you miss something one day, it's like, you know, check out. And
cool.
Like, make sure on the Friday announcements, it's like he announces on Friday, and it's like, you know, he tells people, it's like, call us by Saturday, please, to claim your basket, you know, so we know where to send it. So do that and come back and visit us again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. All righty. Let's see. And our next person here. Okay. A little bit slow on the blog. It looks like Firefox J chasing itself here. We have a Skype caller. And Skype, you are all one, so I don't know who I'm with. Who have I got?
Hi, Rose Maria.
Okay. Say it. Rose?
Maria.
Maria.
Rose Maria.
Okay. Rose Maria. Okay, there we go. Thank you. I can't hear today. Okay, well, let's see. If you can let me have your month and day of birth, I can at least look up and tell you what your birth cards are, and we'll see what's kind of going on.
12/31.
Well, oh my goodness, 12/31. You would be one of those people. Okay, you're the joker of the deck, and it's like this is the only card in the deck that we don't really have any kind of reading on because it's the joker. You can be any card in the deck that you want to be. You are the one with like the unlimited opportunity there. You can literally write your own life path there. And I do know what I can tell you is you're a Capricorn person. I know that one. I also know that you're you're born on the same day that my parents were married. That was their wedding anniversary. Capricorn people generically, let's see, give you some generic stuff here in that, you're the sea goats and very determined. Most of the Capricorn people that I know are very structured. You really like, it's like you're one of those people that you make a list, you check it twice, it's like not that you find out he's not nice, but, you go out and you follow your daily list, and you follow your daily plan, and you're really organized in that sense of, kind of marching forward and moving forward with things. Got a lot of, you have a lot of creativity. You also have a lot of what people might call stubbornness. It's like, you're so one way, you're so this, you're so that. But on the other hand, that's what helps Capricorn achieve so many things that you really want to. Because literally, if you set your mind to doing something and you really want to do it, I would bet a lot of money that you get it done.
Yes.
All right. That being said, I'm not sure I can answer anything else, but did you have a question today?
I was wondering if a person is thinking of me.
If a person is thinking of you. Okay. Yep, you got a question that I'm not the person to answer that. It's like we have a lot of people, a lot of very gifted people on the program here and on the show. And I will encourage you, if you've got this time frame tomorrow, please call back in because our musical psychic, Pamela, she specializes in love and relationships. Of course, she also came out and she says, I also do life coaching and she does, business and finance stuff. But it's like really and truly her love and her area is that love and relationship. And I would be willing to bet that, if you will call back in tomorrow, she will have some really amazing things to say because she and Jess are kind of, I'll say, similarly, it's like they each have an angelic group that works with them. And it's like as long as you give her angels, permission to visit with yours, it's like they will rat you out and she will tell you what they say. And that's the simplest way of putting it. It's like they exchange messages, they give them to her, and it's like, and then she tells you things. So it's like, okay, that's pretty cool. But boy, I just... the only way I get stuff like that is I do like, a 20-30 minute meditation. It takes me a while because that's not my gift. I'll just put it that way. We all have different gifts, and it's like I regrettably was not gifted with one of those really cool ones like that. So that's why I do cards. But if you've got some time, call back in tomorrow. Again, 773-897-6461. And, call like a couple, 3 minutes early because there's usually a line waiting for her. And we try really hard to get through the queue. But it's like she definitely will give you an answer, to that one question, depending on the day. If we don't have a lot of people call in, she'll do a second question for you. But do make sure you go, and same thing, it's like anybody who calls into the shows, anybody who listens to the shows, anybody, even in archives or whatever, if you're in the chat, go and enter our free basket giveaway, because we've got just a lot of different things. We've had authors donate books, we've got musical CDs, we've got, healthy coffee and, tea and beverages, we've got people make energetic jewelry, people do free readings, that kind of stuff, so it's kind of like that, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. So it's like, you know, we do a free gift basket giveaway every week, you know, up now through all the holidays. And just go ahead and enter every week, you know. And then tune in on Fridays. Tune in on Fridays at it's 8 p.m. Eastern time. And Jethro, at some point in time on that Friday show, announces who our week's winner is, and he'll give you his call, you know, the call-in number, you know, just either email him or call him and say, hey, I won. So, of course, if you're in chat room, you can go, hey, it's me.
Okay.
This is really cool. We like to have our winners on air. But, okay, we'll call back in, and we'll talk to you hopefully again tomorrow, because I get to host her. She does the readings. I just do the hosting. So hopefully we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You bet, sir. All righty. Well, let's see what I'm going to talk about today. A little bit more time to talk. I know Jethro's got a lot of things going. Oh, goodness. I've got alarms going off there. All right. Just a little bit, I don't know, about this, about the card system. Like I say, I'm so bummed when people call in and they have it. I mean, this is the second time somebody's actually called in and actually has that December 31st birthday. I'm just like, wow, you know, really, literally, with that one, you know, we got nothing. Every other card in the deck, man, we can, you know, figure out something for and, you know, do something with. But we're going to read a little bit. I'm actually just going to flip in here and just kind of give this thing about what it has to say about the Jokers and why that December 31st birthday is such a different one, especially for this this card system. And it's like, I'm really not sure. It's like they just have one of those things where it's like you're, you know, you can be anything. You can be anything you want to be. That's better than the army. It's like when you're a Joker card, you literally can like write your own ticket to your life and just kind of like, there it is. One of the blurbs on the Joker. That one birthday of the year that cannot be read in this system is December 31st, day of the Joker card. That person born under a Joker can choose to be any card in the deck. It's impossible to read them. In the days, and this is the history of it, in the days of kings and courts, New Year's Eve was considered Fool's Day. On that day, the court jester would ascend to the throne and make jest of the king and queen and all the citizens of the court and the country. He would imitate them all, showing them the folly of their ways, and how absurd some of their pompous drama was. Perhaps this is why the Joker card is an enigma in this system. Just a little bit about the history, that kind of stuff. Let's see. I was going to see if it had anything else, because I think there was a little bit longer explanation there someplace. Okay. Right. Well, just to kind of go through some of the history there. Oh, and we have another caller. All right. Well, no. Put our historical lesson aside with the cards, and we'll just go ahead and do a reading for this person. Here we go. And we are at area code 848. You're on with us.
Hello?
Hello. You're online.
Oh, hi. Hello, hello. This is Tonetta giving you a call.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yes,
how are you doing today?
I have not talked to you since I don't know when. I think it was like May or so. So now I'm back. I'm calling you and saying hello. And a lot has changed. And I need your advice and your guidance.
Cool. All right.
Sounds
like you had a productive summer and early fall then. Awesome.
Right. Right. Well, the last time I had talked to you, that ex-boyfriend of mine was pestering me, and I had to get rid of him, and I had to get rid of him the hard way. He was coming around here at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had to, like, get the police involved. So he had to get away from my door the hard way. But, you know, hopefully,
wow.
hopefully he's out of here, and he's not going to bother me.
Yeah,
now,
no kidding.
Okay, here's the deal. I started dating a guy from my childhood. So now
cool.
I'm dating this guy from my childhood. But, you know, it's on and off and on and off. And he's running away and I'm trying to chase him. And I don't know.
I was going to say,
I mean, I
Tom Gray might have something to say about that. Yeah, okay.
I want to be with this guy, and I want things to work out, but you know, I don't know how he's feeling. I don't know if he's feeling like I'm crazy or what, or
what the deal is, right?
But, you know, he has not seen me on a date for a couple of weeks, and every time I ask him, are we going to go out, I don't know. So I need to know, is he going to be coming back around, or what's the deal here?
What's going on with him? Remind me here, it's like, what is your month and day of birth? Let's start with that, and then...
8/29/74 is my birthday, and
okay,
I got
and
his
what's
birthday.
This?
His
cool.
is 7/7/76.
Okay. 7/7/76. Wow. 7/7's going on there. Okay, well, let's take a look. And you are you at 8/29. Oh, that's right. You're 10 of hearts and 10 of diamonds. Okay, so we're going to see how your 10 of hearts, 10 of diamonds card does with his. And his is a 7/7. Wow. Oh, he's an 8 of diamonds, 10 of clubs. Okay, so he's an 8 of diamonds. And 10 of clubs. Wow, a lot of tens between the two of you here. Okay, well, let's see what the interactions are. It's like he's really a power card. And, of course, you are, let's see, you're a Virgo. And let me see. And that makes him 7/7. He's a Cancer person. Okay. So usually Cancer and Virgo, you know, work out pretty well together. It's like I know my mom and dad, my dad was Virgo, my mom was Cancer, and they had 60 years together. So it's like I know, you know, just regular astrologically speaking, it's like that can be a very, very good mix there. So I'm going to take it first of all from his point of view here, and we're just going to kind of look up and see what the comparisons are. Because he's the Sun card, and I believe you was that Ten of Hearts. I was going to look and see what the name of that Ten of Hearts was. You are called, let's see, Success with Groups. Like, you have Success with Groups, and he has got, he's got the Sun card. Okay. So let's see how you guys kind of stack up and compare together here. Okay, the way he's viewing this relationship, okay, first of all, you've both got Mars Mutual in the spiritual. So you've got like, you know, a past life together that, you know, you got some karmic stuff, you know, coming forward, some kind of unfinished business. But it's like it's mutual, so it hits both of you, you know, kind of that same way. You've also got, let's see, now he sees... You're a cosmic lesson, but he's, you know, he's getting more of the lesson part. That's also in the spiritual. And then he's got you as a cosmic lesson in the forward position, and that's also in the spiritual. And then finally he sees that Venus Mutual, that, you know, that lovingness that you're picking up, is for you both. And then that karmic lesson again. So just kind of looking at, okay, this is why your attraction to each other is like his attraction to you is a 5. For some reason, though, he's getting an intensity is also a 5. He's feeling like there's more conflict. And then, because this is a 20-point system, it goes 10 points to the positive and 10 points to the negative. Think of, you know, number line in grade school. Okay, so your positive 5 on attraction, that's good. The intensity being a 5, that may, you know, there may be some, he's feeling the conflict, I'll put it that way, because that's what he's feeling. This is his view at it. And then in terms of compatibility, he's right on the balance. He's right at that at zero place on the line. So it's like, you know, he's feeling compatibility. You know, he's not quite so sure. And versus the way you're seeing this, okay, again, you've got the Mars. You're getting the Mars Mutual because that's there. You're getting that lovingness. You're getting, you know, hit with that loving mutualness in the second position. And then you've got karmic lesson in the cosmic lesson in the forward as your third connection. And then you've also got that cosmic lesson in the forward in the spiritual and in cosmic lesson reversed in the. So somehow, whether, you know, you guys have been kind of like, I'll say, brought together to teach, you know, there's some unfinished business. But there's also, you know, there's some love there, you know, some unfinished love, some unfinished business. But you're each there to teach each other a lesson of some sort. There's some kind of, you know,
kind of cosmic lesson, though. And really, truly, where you're looking at it, your attraction, you're like 2 points higher on the attraction scale. You're really attracted to him. You're at a seven. But yet you still feel some kind of that intensity that is a five. And your overall compatibility is like, you know, it's at least on the one. It's like you clicked into the positiveness of it. So, you know, maybe when you're talking to him or, you know, whatever, and you're saying, you know, there's, you know, 2 weeks, you know, you haven't been out on a date for 2 weeks or whatever, instead of asking him, are we going to go out again, why don't you just, you know, call and invite him and say, hey, you know, would you like to come over for a cup of tea? You know, would you like to go out for a cup of tea or a coffee or a sandwich or a salad or a soup, or, you know, or go out for a walk in the park? You know, we can pick something free. Let's go out for a walk in the park or, you know, something like that. It's like you don't always have to go out and spend time with somebody and spend money. It's like, you know, spending time and spending money, two different things. So it's like, you know, you have that option with that. So does that make any sense? Whoops. Ooh, and I'm not hearing you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but you're sounding really, really big.
His reply is, I don't know.
His reply is, I don't know. When you actively invite him and say, hey, would you like to go out? You know, would you like to go for a walk in the park? You know, that's not an I don't know. You don't know if you'd like to go for a walk in the park either. Yes, I would like to, or no, I would not. Golly, how can you not know if you want to go for a walk in the park? You know, would you like to come over for a cup of tea? Would you like to go out for a cup of tea? It's like, you know, that's not an I don't know question. That is a, you know, either you'd like to or you wouldn't. It's like, what are you doing? You know? So just say you might, I don't know whether you're texting him or whether you're, you know, emailing him or, you know, how you're contacting him, but say, how do you not know if you don't want to go for a walk in the park? How do you not know if you don't want to go, you know, for a cup of tea or something, you know? Say, I don't understand, I don't know. Say, what are you trying to say? So see if you can get into the finest terms of it.
Right. Well, here's the problem. You know, the fact is because I've been hounding him ever since we started dating, are you going to kick someone out?
Okay, wait a minute. You're kind of breaking up on me. I'm not sure what's going on with the phone here.
He said, I would always say to him, we first started dating, I would always say, are you seeing someone else? What are you doing? Are you going out? And then the last call was middle of October. Well, October, I messaged him at 12:30 because me and my best friend were talking, and he said, how do you know he's not with his ex-girlfriend back with her? I said, I don't know. He says, well, what do you have to lose? Just text him right now, ask him, are you back with your ex? Let me do it. 12:30 a.m. Saturday night, out of the blue, I text him. Danny,
oh, wow.
Are you back with your ex right now? He texts me back. He goes, no. Why do you ask? I said, because I have a feeling. Well, your feeling was wrong, and I don't like it.
Okay.
And then that was it. No more conversation. The next day I texted him, how are you doing? Tired of the bull crap.
Oh, wow.
So, unfortunately, Einstein here, me, has thrown this relationship, situation, dating, whatever the heck you want to call this guy, who I grew up with, worked for play, by the way. I knew him since I was like 10.
Okay.
I threw it in the ditch once again, and,
you know, just a couple days ago,
now I can hear you. Oh, wow. Don't know what you just said. Yeah, I suddenly had hearing. Okay, great.
So were you hearing everything I was just saying?
Oh, you were really faint. I don't know what in the world has happened. You sounded like you were at the end of a cardboard tube there talking.
Okay.
Like, okay, but I caught some
and then, okay, so then I threw the relationship in a ditch, okay? Are you following
me? Is that with this guy now?
Yes. And okay. I accused him of, you know, possibly
being back with an ex or something.
Yeah,
okay.
well, wait, it gets worse. So then he started being distant from me.
Right.
So then hold on. He works at a furniture store, and I go in and make my payments every week.
Right.
Just this past Thursday, which was a couple days ago, I was in the furniture store making my payment. Now, remember, me and him have not been out on a date in about a couple weeks.
Okay.
So, go in the furniture store. The coworker in there, a woman, says, "Tonette, I heard Danny had a one-night stand 2 weeks ago." What are you talking about? What's going on here? Now, you got to remember, you know what? I really probably shouldn't have dug into his business, but what I did was I got really flippy, and I started texting him. I started texting him saying, "You know what? Are you making a fool out of me, bragging at your work and saying that you had this one-night stand making me look like a complete fool, la, 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 la." Well, he finally texted me back, and he said a curse word because that's how angry he was because I kept texting him.
Right.
And he says, "You need to calm the down."
Yeah.
And
right.
He said, "Tony, my coworker, said it, and Wendy, my other coworker, believes it." And that's all he said. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean it wasn't true? Is he trying to cover his tracks? What is he doing?
Okay, you know what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to actually recommend that you call in tomorrow and talk to Pamela with this one because she's better with the intuitive end of this than I am.
Right.
Because I'm just, you know, it's like I'm kind of sitting there, I'm listening to it and going, wow, you know, and I've got some mixed feelings about it. I'm sure she will have a little bit more clarity than I do at this point. You know, but please do call back in. It's the same number, 773-897-6461. She will be on at 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So it's like, call back in tomorrow. And it's like, let's have you, you know, kind of tell her what's going on and you know, I'm sure she'll have a little more insight than I do.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been some damage and stuff that are done. It's like, I'm going to ask real quick. It's like, did you ever get John Gray's book, you know, that Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus? Did you ever take a look at that?
No, I did not.
Okay. You kind of need to. Really and truly, it's like it will help you understand yourself. It'll also help you understand the masculine mind a little bit. It's like I really enjoy that as a book, and it's like you'll kind of understand, you know, when he talks about the rubber band, the cave, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that will really give you some good insight as to, you know, kind of the mental mindset. I mean, and it's not to say that every guy is like that. But he just kind of, you know, from a general psychological point of view,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of, you know, kind of gives you some good insight into the masculine mind. And he also gives you some insight into the feminine mind, which I kind of went, wow, that's kind of interesting. It's like
right.
I never knew that about myself, you know.
Well, see, that's why Danny, when I go to ask him out now, that's why he's saying, "I don't know."
Right. He's not sure.
Now,
he's still in the cave licking his wounds. Right. Okay.
Here's the thing, though. If he was really done with me, wouldn't he say, "Listen, the answer's no"? Like, don't you feel like he's playing a
role? You know, I don't know. Based on the fact that, you know, you get, this is somebody you knew from your childhood, you've known him, you know, growing up, whatever. It's
I've
like,
known him for 30 years.
Well, there you go. Okay. So, yeah. So that may be influencing some of that. So it's like, you know, he's, you know, he may be one of those people that's like, and I can understand this. It's like, you know, he'd like to not lose friends, especially old ones. So it's like, there might be, you know, kind of some of that going on where he really, what he might be saying is he doesn't know how to tell you what he needs to tell you without having you, you know, get upset and totally like hate on him. So, you know, I'm going to say with that, it's like, I got a couple other callers here and it's like, we're kind of clicking down on our show and I want to make sure, you know, at least we talk to some of our callers here on respect. So please do call back in tomorrow though. And let's get you hooked up with Pamela and let's see what she's got to say. Okay.
Okay.
So, all righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow then. Have a good one.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And while I'm thinking about it real quick, make sure you guys go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and enter into our free gift basket giveaway. We do a free gift basket every week. Just go to that, go to the contact page, enter your information. Just give Psychic Jethro a quick message and say, hey, I'd like to be entered, you know, into your weekly, you know, basket, free gift basket giveaway. And he announces the winners each week on the Friday show. It's from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. So dial in on Friday to see if you are a weekly winner. There's no limit on how many times you can enter every week, because we're doing a basket a week every week until holidays are done and gone. So, all right, with that said, here we go. Area code 205. What can we do with you today?
Hey, I've had a falling out with my best friend, and we've been, I say dating, he says friends, for 4 years, but I just wonder if he'll be back.
Oh, boy. You know? And this is another one of those questions. It's like, I'm actually going to defer this to our good friend Pamela, because she's, her specialization is that love and relationship stuff. And the way she does is she's, you know, she gets what I call angel messages. It's like she's got a group of, you know, messengers, and it's like she actually gets you give her permission to, you know, let your two angelic groups visit with each other, and she will tell you what's going on. My thing here, I just pretty much deal with the cards, and it's like I mostly just do, you know, birth card readings, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And for what I do involved with that, would have to have, you know, like your birthday, his birthday, you know, so we can look up and see kind of what your cards are like and what your, you know, what purpose, you know, you're together for, that kind of stuff, or what, you know, purpose of friendship serves. So,
okay, I can give you that.
Oh, okay, all righty. Let's have.
My birth date is 2/15/57.
Okay.
And his is
7/9/63. 7/9/63. Okay. Aquarius, and he's a Cancer. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer's feelings get hurt really easy, because I'm an Aquarius. I can tell you this from having Cancer friends, and my mom was a Cancer. It's like Cancers get really We can say things that we don't really, you know, it's like we just kind of go, oh, well, that was a conversational. They go, you really hurt my feelings. And they crawl into their little, you know, crabby Cancer shell. And it's like, and then you go, well, wait a minute, hold it. You know, can we talk about that? Well, I don't want to talk. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like the guy crawling into the cave. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So you are a 10 of diamonds with a 3 of clubs here. And he looks like 7/9. He's a 6 of diamonds. Okay, so you're both diamonds. You both kind of understand that, and you've got a little bit harder of a shell, and he's with that 8 of clubs. Okay, just kind of looking at that. Generically, as diamond people, he's got a life path that is really kind of, I'll say, karmic in nature. It's like there's certain things that he, you know, kind of came here to do, be, see, to accomplish all that stuff. And you are one of those people. You're called the blessed card. You're like, you know, you're all this, like, you're really out there. It's like, that's really cool. But the way he is seeing this relationship, you guys have a Mars connection in the forward. So he's getting a lot of Martian energy, which can be conflict. It can be passion. It can be, you know, a lot of different things. But if you don't kind of what I call take that energy for a walk, if you guys, you know, aren't doing something productive with it, like, you know, go work out, go bicycle together, swim together, run together, you know, do something. It's like with that, it can get too competitive. Your second connection there is a Jupiter connection forward, and that's in the spiritual. So there's really a lot of good, positive things that come out from you guys being together, and the fact that the spiritual relationship, it's coming forward from the past. You've also got what he's getting is a Neptune connection in reverse, where sometimes he wears what I'll call the, he's seeing this with the rose-colored glasses. And it's like he doesn't always see, Neptune is like, you know, illusions, dreams, that kind of stuff. But that's also in the spiritual. So there's kind of that dreamy, idealistic quality there that's going on. And he really, you know, is kind of, I don't know, kind of looking for that Disney world. And we're not actually in Disney world. Now he's got Venus. Okay, he's getting a lot of lovingness. And it's like, and he's feeling that from you. But he's also got a Saturn connection there. and that he feels like sometimes he's supposed to be, you know, the teacher. But that's also in the spiritual. So you guys have, like, you know, three spiritual connections where you've had, like, past things together, things that you need to kind of maybe, you know, that's what brought you together to work out and bring forth. Your overall attraction, you know, he's attracted you on a scale of, I'll say, on a scale of 20, okay? It's like, you know, 10 to the positive, the number line, 0, you know, 10 to the negative. He's at a positive 5 with attraction, so he's really, you know, he is really attracted to you. The intensity, there's a little bit of intensity, you know, a little bit, I'm going to say sometimes that he's feeling, you know, it's like, and I'm going to just kind of guess that that's probably, you know, that Aquarius-Cancer interaction there where he feels like maybe, you know, you say stuff and he has to duck in his little Cancer crab shell and just, you know, be protected, whatever. So he's getting a little more intensity out of that. But overall, the compatibility is a 3, which anything, you know, in this system they'll say anything, you know, 2 or better. And it's like my husband and I were only, you know, a 2 overall compatibility, and it's like, and we were just like soulmates, you know. So it's like the compatibility, if it's above 0, you know, and just kind of going, yeah, there's that, you know, there's always that good friendship, you know, whatever that's there. So it's like, you know, but as far as really being able to tell, is he going to, you know, like call you? Is he going to come back around? He may be dealing with some stuff, you know, and I just, like I say, I'm not getting a sense of it. It's like the way I get messages is a little bit, it takes me a while. It's like I don't do it well on air. But Pamela, on the other hand, does. So I'm going to say, please do call back in tomorrow. You know, we have no limits on how many times you can call into the show and ask questions because we have different people every day. So please do, if you can at all, call back in tomorrow. Again, it's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, and the number is the same, 773-897-6461. So, you know, call back in and ask her that and see what she gets for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha. And thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And make sure you go enter the free basket giveaway.
Okay.
You're
our
weekly winner. That's good. Have a good one. Okay, and our last caller, okay, your last minute of the day here, area code 512, we got down, you're going to get the last couple minutes here. What can I do for you today?
Hi there. I really was probably looking for something a little bit more general. I was going to leave it up to
okay.
you.
Sure.
So
all right.
What do you need? What do you need from me?
Just a month and a day. Just give me a month and a day, and if we got time to look at yearly stuff, it's like, this is one of those. So yeah, I wish you'd have called in earlier.
Okay, July 18th.
July 18th. Okay, you're getting down there on the cusp. You're a Cancer person getting down there. Let's see if we actually have that on the 18th. Okay, nope, you're still right. You haven't gone on the cusp. Okay, you are a 10 of clubs with a Queen of Hearts as your planetary ruler. So let's just take a real quick look and see what you got here. Because, like, you know, this just kind of tells you who you are, what you are, kind of what you kind of came in here to listen and learn, and, you know, learn in this go-around. And, you know, we have, it's like, you know, if we do, we have yearly spreads because it's like there's, this thing has got, this amazes me, has got from birth to 99 laid out. And if you've got, you know, like different sets of cards every year. But anyway, 10 of clubs is mental accomplishment. 10 of clubs person is a very independent person, you know, regardless of 90 seconds, and I'm going to talk really fast here. You're going to act as though, you know, you're, a, you know, like a king or a queen, you know, in that suit. And this is, think of a poker deck, okay, because that's what we're using. It's just like, you know, it's 4 suits. As a female, it's like you've got kind of what they call a masculine mind, which is more like analytical and nature. It's like, you know, really good science, because the clubs are the scholars of the deck, okay? And you tend to want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you choose, when you choose to do it, how you choose to do it, and it's like the 10 of clubs have come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a really powerful mind, a consuming desire for more knowledge that makes you really progressive, usually very successful. And in this life, you need to learn to regain control over your mind, which has kind of developed a life of its own, okay? Think of that hamster on a wheel. It's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, people who are 10 of clubs complain of having trouble sleeping because of that mindless, you know, not mindless, but that endless chatter
right.
of your mental
right.
equipment, you know, kind of like I say, like the hamster on a wheel, and I go, squeak, squeak, squeak. It's like, oh, God, can I just, you know, let me shut this up. But the best path back to self-mastery is to direct your mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. You're really one of those. You need to work hard and keep busy to be happy. You've got a 3 of hearts in Mars. Makes for some emotional restlessness and undecided about your choice of occupation. 10 seconds. We got NASA time is turning us on here, but I'm going to go with this until we cut us off.
Okay.
Restlessness is kind of undecidedness about your choice of occupation, and that can be a strain on relationships, and that can actually hold you back from achieving your highest ambitions. You've got a Three of Diamond challenge card. Also bears this out and tells us that you'd be doing a lot of experimenting as you kind of work to find out, you know, what really satisfies you in life. You've got a Jack of Spades karma card. It can be a blessing or curse, depending upon how it's manifested, you know, how you use it. This is where that rule comes in. It's called the card of the actor, but it's also the card of the thief and the card of the spiritual initiate. It's got three names. So that potential is kind of like that facet. It's, you know, great success, you know, arts, involvement with spiritual subjects and study. But also, if there's that temptation there, you know, some people, if they're in a lower path, can use that gift in a less honest way. And it's like, I'm thinking you're probably not one of those, but I'm going to guess that you're probably more on the high side with the spiritual and the arts. Spiritual wisdom and spiritual philosophies is going to bring contact with a lot of uplifting groups. It's going to increase your enjoyment of life. Your most fulfillment will come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of your creativity. Your greatest challenge lies in making up your mind about which way to go, what is it that really truly satisfies you. In relationships, let's see, what I'm going to say before we get cut off here is, please do call back in the house because, you know, Pamela does these too. It's like, and she'll have some more insight. And it's like, say, I'm so really glad we did a little bit earlier there. But, you know, call back in. It's the same number, and I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but she's on at 2 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time. The number is the same, 773-876-461. But, like I say, so we can't really get you off here. It's like, just go ahead and, wow, you get a lot of toy resistance there.
Okay, thank you so much.
But no, I'm going to go ahead with this until they blog us off here. With your relationships, you're being so independent, powerful, and creative. You usually have, you know, there's some difficulty establishing, you know, somewhat long-term relationships sometimes. And they, what they say, some of your famous people would have 10 of clubs. Madonna, Barbara Streisand, and Shirley MacLaine are perfect examples of that. Okay, okay, there are some ladies that share your 10 of clubs. You understand this, okay? The ones who really realize the success potential. This card may be better off, you know, being single, admitting that up front, but it's like, you know, not when you got little ones, okay, anyway. But
right.
There's an undeniable thirst for love, and love has its own truth with which you always must contend with. Love always wants more of itself, and it wants more intimacy, which brings greater pleasure, feelings of union. For most people, that requires making a commitment, and this is where that Ten of Clubs has a challenge. If sometimes you feel like it's either you or your partner, you know, that cannot make that choice to have, you know, one person type of thing. So it's like if you're not like that, you might tend to draw people in who have that issue, okay? Regardless of gender, you've got really strong career and work drive that few, if any, would sacrifice this for the sake of a personal relationship. I mean, you can really, you're really career oriented in a lot of ways, although I've seen some people, you know, make that raising kids a career, and it's like, I'm not.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So it's like, you know, when you, the ones that find satisfaction in marriage manage to maintain that career, it's like, yes, okay. Well, it doesn't, you know, care of that domestic responsibility. And you, because you have this Queen of Clubs in your Saturn position, in your life path, there's some emotional issues there that make it sometimes difficult to achieve the depth of intimacy that you want with a partner. That combined with some of this, you know, your highly independent, willful natures, it just, you know, sometimes it makes it hard for your other half to handle you because they really sometimes just, you know, are senseless, like, you know, they sit there and go, you know, because you do, you've got a lot of power. And it's like, and some guys don't handle that well, and they just kind of, you know, sit there and scratch your head, I don't know what to do with her, you know. Okay, sometimes you have a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships, too, or things that, you know, whatever. That's that threes in the Mars and Pluto. You kind of like variety, you know, like the change, whatever. You've got the desire to experience many different relationships, but, you know, you can find that in friendships and groups, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, at the same time. So it's like, you know, get involved in groups. It's like, you know, it's important to realize that you can really have whatever you want in personal relationships. You've got a King of Spades in your Venus position. And that just tells us, you know, that you, more than any other card in the deck, can become the master of your emotions and basically choose whatever you want in romance and marriage. It's just a matter of interest, personal commitment, making up your mind, really and truly, to separate those that have the successful marriages from those that don't. For the most part, the world is yours for the taking. And then just a quick look at this Queen of Hearts. You've got that Queen of Hearts as your planetary ruler. And I know, I do think it's but the Queen of Hearts as your planetary ruler gives you that, you know, really accentuates the motherly side of your personality, encourages, you know, you to be really a caretaker of others, especially anyone that you consider to be, you know, your children, whether it's your biological children or your kids' friends or your nieces or nephews or whoever. You know, just really you tend to be that, take them under your wing. Your children can be your friends. Even those that work with you, you know, whatever, it's like, you know, you'd make a wonderful parent in case. It's also a card of appreciation for art and beauty. Often you show some artistic or musical ability. So if you don't, you know, play an instrument, it's like you might sing or, you know, have some, you know, you might, I've seen this, as like, if you don't sculpt or, you know, do clay or fire stuff, you might do that artistic thing of making cookies. It's like I've seen some amazing bakers, and it's like sometimes that art and appreciation stuff like that, it manifests in your cooking and that kind of stuff when you're doing stuff, you know, what I call a career at home. One of the challenges associated with it is to avoid getting into codependent relationships. That's your caveat there. So just kind of watch that. And again, that goes back to free will. Queen of Hearts can get involved with saving others, which doesn't always work well in personal relationships. It increases your potential for great success in your life, especially if you have clear goals and directions. You could do some work that really helps a lot of people, you know, whether it's, you know, volunteering, you know, whether you're into, you know, volunteering different organizations, but, you know, it indicates you can really reach a broad base of people. So that's kind of the general for today. And
okay, great.
They haven't logged us out, but, you know, please do call back in and just, you know, talk to our psychic panel because, you know, our musical psychic there. And it's like the thing I love about this show is that we have such a variety of people and we have learned it's like it's so much better to play in the sandbox cooperatively. And it's like each of us recognizes everybody's got different gifts. And it's like we don't compete, we cooperate. So it's like it doesn't offend anybody on this show if you call in every day and get a different reading from each person because it's, we call it, you know, a different, you're getting a different piece of the jigsaw puzzle. So,
right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.